This is Shockwave News Live. You can find me online at shockwavenews.net. Also, twitter.com/shockwavenews1. And right here on Podomatic. That's podomatic.com/shockwavenews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, you're in your donations, folks, are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Today, I have something that I want to go over in the title of today's story is the International Banking Cartel is the New World Order. And so I want to tie that in with everything that's going on today in the world and everything that's going on with Israel getting bombed by Hamas, Palestinian/Hamas, and everything that's going on in the world, all the craziness, all the insanity. Like, share, subscribe, and let's get into today's article. It's very, very, very interesting. It's a little older article, but it is a good article, and I think it hits the nail on the head as to just what the hell is going on in the world. My belief in existence that the New World Order centers around the activities and actions and writings of members of the elite, mostly Anglo-American, inside the international banking cartel, which of course includes the Rockefellers and Rothschild families, roughly over the last century. Let me pause right there and just add a disclaimer, folks. This information I'm going to give you here real fast is going to be lengthy in discussion. And also, I just want to say, I don't endorse this. I don't endorse anything, but this is through observation and study. This pretty much nails exactly what's going on in the world. So under the Freedom of Information Act, I'm bringing you this information. This could, and I do put could with a giant exclamation point, get me banned. I've been banned before, Twitter once or twice. My main channel is still back on there, but I've been banned Twitter. I've been banned Facebook a couple times and YouTube as well. So this could get me knocked out of this platform. But again, as I've always sworn my dedication to you, the listener, to all my friends and followers, that I'm going to bring you nothing but the truth. So without further ado, let me get back into the article here. My belief in existence of the New World Order centers around the activities and actions of writings of the members of the elite, mostly Anglo-American, inside the international banking cartel, which of course includes the Rockefeller and Rothschild's family, over the last century. This cartel, through financing of two world wars, and that was Lenin and Stalin, then of course Hitler in World War II, the creation of the IMF, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and other private central banks like the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, as well as the backing of international organizations like the United Nations, World Health Organization, WHO, World Trade Organization, WTO, has sought to control not only the purse strings of governments of the world, but also the policies, laws, programs that these government and agencies implement. Through their financing or financiering of both sides of the war, World War I, World War II, the Cold War, the War on Drugs, War on Terror, their manufacture of financial crisis, the Great Depression, the coming Great Depression, and financing ideology movement or ideology movements, eugenics, population control, feminism, communism, fascism, global warming, the banking cartel has sought to undercut the political, economic, and social sovereignty of nations around the world. As a result, their IMF, World Bank, and central bank proxies have managed to put the nation after nation into massive debt. And as the result, they can no further manipulate and control the local governments and citizens, those nations, to further enact their goals of global government and banking-run systems by them at the expense of all humanity. The IMO, the New World Order, is not a Jewish thing. It's not a religious thing. It's not even a money thing, although money is the greatest weapon they have. Instead, it's a control thing. What the hell do you think the masks are, folks? It's all about control. The banking elite wants you to be able to control the globe and everyone in it. You're just an asset, and when you no longer become an asset, then just like anything else, they dump you or off you go, or they terminate the asset. That's what they do. When you no longer become a value, you and me no longer become a value to the elites, they just get rid of you. It's just plain and simple. They kill you off. The IMO, the New World Order, however, many attempt to debunk the New World Order as it exists, have said nationalism, traditional and political ethnic hostilities hampered the cartel's quest for a one-world government because of this. Russia and China, renegade states like Iran and Venezuela, largely on the fringes of the NWO's inner circle. Russia and China are too big, unlike Iraq, Afghanistan, and Panama, to potentially viable to cause and ignore or wipe out. But the political and economic relations between the Western powers and two outsiders for potential conflict with Russia, China, Eurasia, Africa remain very real. So in other words, folks, the New World Order is trying to suck everybody and everything. And again, there's a couple countries, you know, and North Korea being another one that won't play ball. And so it's kind of hard to have a one world order, a new world order, as they refer to it, if you don't have all of the players on the same page. And i.e., again, you have North Korea doesn't want to play games. Iran doesn't want to play games. Venezuela doesn't really want to play games. Russia and China. And again, they're have their own agendas, and they don't want to play ball with the elite. So that's what you have to understand. So they don't like that. They don't like that at all. So they have to brown nose and play games and try to smooth them to get them on the same page. Just as the wars and the Cold War, the central banking cartel, the benefits of any conflict short of thermonuclear war takes place between major and even lesser powers. That's because war and debt follows that, makes them even more money. And this allows the cartel to set in and offer a solution for a peaceful future once hostilities are over, as they did with the United Nations and the Bretton Woods economic makeover. And this was after World War II. And I know that's going back quite a ways, but again, that's what they do, folks. They play both sides. If we was to have a conflict with Russia or Iran or China, they'll bet on the United States. Okay, they're going to kick their ass. They're going to wipe them out. They'll bet on Russia. They'll bet on China. They'll say, okay, China, go over there and eliminate the United States. Either way, there's going to be damage to both countries. Do you understand? Do you kind of get where I'm getting to? So they put their money on this person. They put their money on that person. They put their money on this country, China. They put their money on the United States. And so either way, these sons of bitches, no matter what the hell they do, they still win. It's complete economic and complete control. And they've controlled the human population and the world for hundreds of years. And that's what people don't understand. Not thousands of years, but hundreds of years, several hundred years. This has been going on and on and on. So you're sitting there at the table. You're sitting there at the kitchen table, you and your wife, and you're worried how you're going to pay the bills. They're purposely collapsing with this idea and this plandemic, P-L-A-N, plandemic, known as COVID-19, and you're wondering, geez, you know, I can only work a day or two a week. They've collapsed the economy. We're not making any money. What's going to happen? Blah, 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 blah. So you keep wondering and wondering and wondering. Well, you're in a game and trying to play a game with people that's been doing this for hundreds of years, folks. You ain't going to win. I ain't going to win. Nobody's going to win. Nobody's going to win until Christ returns, and that is if you are a Christian and you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, okay? It's just that simple. I throw that in there. That's my personal belief, like it or not, But again, that's my personal belief. And I'm entitled to that, just like you're entitled to your own personal belief. But again, getting back on track, these people have kept you in debt for hundreds of years, 200-300 years. This has been going on. And they will continue to do that. And they've got bigger and stronger. And yeah, the old guard might be dying off. And again, you know, that's for another podcast. They're eating the adrenochrome, sucking the adrenochrome and different things like that, and pedophilia and all them issues, and the adrenochrome's keeping them alive, basically. That's what you have to understand. And it gets sick. And again, I don't want to get off topic. But again, this is why we're financially broke. And I keep telling people, you have to understand that from an analyzing point of view, when you're analyzing things through critical thinking skills, this is all part of their plan. And I've laid this out to family and friends, and sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. And I just pray for them when they don't get it. Is if you are to take over the world's most powerful country, pretty soon we won't be in a very short period of time under Biden. But right now, if you take over the world's most largest economy in the world, the United States, and you have to understand, when you take that over, if you want to create a new world order, NWO, new world order, one world government, new world order, you have to collapse the government. Somebody will say, well, what's wrong with you, Shockwave knows? That'll never happen. It's already happening. Gas prices are going up, and most people listening to this won't be old enough, but I do remember President Carter at the time. I was very young. President Carter at the time, you know, had like, you know, 30, 40, 50% inflation and more. It was crazy. Gas prices were out of control. What do you think gas prices are doing right now? They're going up and up and up. You know, $3, it was under Trump, barely $1.25. Now it's gone up to $3 and slowly going up to $4. In California, it's almost $5 a pop. So you have to understand when you say and think that this will never happen, I'm crazy, this is happening right before your eyes, folks. And that's what you have to understand. This is happening right before your eyes. And like it or not, you can either deal with it, not deal with it, choose to ignore it, crawl in a hole. But at some point in time in your life, you're going to have to deal with this. They're collapsing the economy so that they can bring in the new world order, give everybody in this country as many as possible shy of a civil war, and that's not off the table either. Give everybody the shot, kill off as many Americans as possible. We won't even be a nation. And what I'm seeing is so drastic right now in my generation, in multiple generations. I've never seen so much drastic barbaric behavior. Just, and I give you just with the masks aren't for protection for the big bad boogeyman coronavirus. The masks aren't protection for that. The masks are a sign of submission. The masks are control, and that's what you have to understand. And that's where the NWO is behind this. You know, it's crazy. It's just insane. The doctrine for which the good of humanity expired and dreamed for 2 centuries in the future, that what entails, we the people of the United States come in, what the banking cartel has been doing to other nations, engineered economic collapse via their economic hitmen on Wall Street jackals. Now is being done to the United States. Our economy is being systematically destroyed through unprecedented death, through the Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve. The goal is to, and was in other countries as well, to refuse the yield to the global government, is to completely collapse the United States economy. Then, through civil unrest and economic carnage, follows the collapse. Install a centrally dominated dictatorial government where, in the case of the United States, the Constitution Bill of Rights no longer exists. That's what you have to understand. The only thing we're hanging on to in the United States is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's all we have. We have a piece of paper, folks. And in that piece of paper, that is the only thing that's keeping us safe right now, shy of a civil war. And that's what you have to understand. That's the only thing. And again, I don't condone terrorism. I don't condone any form of abuse or anything for that matter. But again, they're collapsing the economy on cue. They have to do that. They have to do a global reset. And they have to do this absolutely positively in order to bring in the new world order. They have to do a global reset. Then through that, once they collapse the economy, do a global reset, then that's when they bring in the new world order. And that's where you have to understand, folks. This is where we're headed there. From the Patriot Act 1 and 2 to Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, hate crimes, cap and trade, cyber bills, Congress and the banking cartel and their political whores in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere in the nation seek to destroy the founding doctrine and put us under the thumb of the most oppressive, controlled, tax-heavy government in American history. The banking cartel hates the Constitution. They hate the fact that in Article 1, Section 7, only Congress has the power. The coin, the money, the regulate, therefore, on foreign coin to fix the standard of weights and measures. The banking cartel hates the First Amendment. Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of region or prohibiting free exercise, therefore, of abridging the freedom of speech or press or right of people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government to readdress of grievances. They hate the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary, the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You know, and they hate all of the amendments, folks. This is who they are, and this is what they're doing, and they're bringing in the New World Order. The IMO and central bankers, both in the U.S. and abroad, are the New World Order. They began their third quest to take over the nation in 1913 unless they are stopped and the private and criminal Federal Reserve is audited so we can expose the broad daylight to where each and every dollar has received and gone since its inception has gone to. They will continue the takeover. If this happens, the United States will collapse in the darkest period since the Great Depression, since World War II. And the cartel crashed the world economy, controlled Adolf Hitler and led the world into the most deadliest war in their case, profitable war in history. So again, I'll just say that this is all bought and paid for. They know the banking cartel is behind this NWO, this takeover, this new world order. These people are not nice. These people want to take over the United States. And if you end up getting steamrolled and rolled over or end up getting killed, they don't care. They want you to take the shot. They want you to listen. They want you to obey. They want you to comply. They want you to basically shut up, listen to what you're told, and carry out their orders. Not to mention collapse every nation and every country in the entire world. These people have to be stopped. It's not an option. They have to be stopped somehow, some way, somewhere, folks. We have to peacefully protest. We have to stand up as our beliefs in God, and we have to stand up and stop these people and stop them right away. It's not good. These people are the scum of the earth. And not to mention, for another podcast, I could get into the a couple words, just about Hamas and the Jewish the bombing of Jerusalem right now. You know, and they're always screaming, we don't have enough reparation. We want reparations. We need this. We need that. There's this, that, and the other. There's the Holocaust, and on and on and on. You have to understand what's going on right now in the Middle East is you have two people. The people of Jerusalem are being ran by a Zionist government, okay? A Zionist government. Netanyahu and company, he doesn't even know what's going on because their government's divided right now. It's not all there. And what's going on is that they want to clear out the Palestinians. Well, if you go back to biblical history, and not to get sidetracked here, but if you go back to biblical history, Israel at one time, under King David, lived peacefully with Arabs and everybody around it. But that's going back to the biblical days. Fast forward to 2021, even go back 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. They've never had peace since after the death of the King of David of Israel. So therefore, this saga continues over and over and over. And now Israel is wanting Palestine to basically get the hell out. So they're doing anything and everything. And of course, Palestine, the Palestinians, I'm not saying they're no angels either. They have their problems too. Trust me. Wait, do I get around to that, folks? But they're trying to clear them out. They're trying to stop. They go and they approach Hamas and they'll say, well, for X amount of dollars, can you do this, this, and this? And so, you know, there's probably exchange of money or exchange of something. So Hamas starts the massive bombing campaign and shooting rockets into Israel. And right now they're going on overboard, as you see that all over. That's all you see. Well, you have to understand you have two sides, folks, that can't and won't ever get along until the return of Jesus Christ. They're never going to get along. This is only temporary if they even do. So now the Jewish, the IMF, the Jewish military, the Israeli military is now striking any and all targets related to Hamas. But again, this just goes round and round and round. And what you have to understand is when they say there's no representation in the United States and everybody hates this and everybody hates that and everybody hates the Jews, I'm here to tell you, folks, that's just not true. That's just not true. You know, and again, this is going to get me in a lot of trouble, but I'm just going to say it. For somebody to say that all they do is hate the Jews, maybe some of the Muslims might do it, but we all don't hate the Jews. But just like anything else in life, when you have two sides that go back and forth, then try to take care of your troubles. You know what I'm saying? The U.S. is funding Israel, and this is what they don't say. There's over 37 members of Congress that are Jewish in Congress right now, the House and the Senate. So when somebody tells me, oh, well, there's not enough representation, there's more than plenty of representation. What happens is you need to see both sides of the issue. And again, I'm not condoning any violence towards Israel or any violence towards Palestine whatsoever. But I'm just saying, you folks need to work out your problems. This has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years, like I said, after King David. And you have to be able to work that out. There's just a misconception as to what's going on. It's just like this. It's like hollering racism, you know, and this is all I seem to hear from a lot of my friends that are Jewish. It's always racism. It's always this. It's always that. Well, what you have to understand is the Jewish culture and the people, the Zionist, okay? Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, German Jew, a lot of these people, Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, and I can go on and on and on in Congress. These people are power brokers. These people have lots of control and lots of power. Jews are more than represented around the world. Jews have control of about 90% almost of the world right now. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. And it's like they've come to power over the last, you know, 25, 30 years and have been put in power position. Just look at Biden's cabinet, you know, half or three quarter are Jewish. So you have to understand there has to be a legitimate argument here, folks. You can't keep saying poor me, racism, the Holocaust and all this other stuff all the time if you don't want to face the truth. And the fact of the matter is, and the truth, that a good majority of the time, the government in Israel And again, these Zionists don't live in Israel, the Zionists being the Zuckerbergs, the Soros and all that. They'll criticize Steven Spielberg over in Hollywood. I mean, I can go on and on and on. These people will always criticize and be the first one to condemn the Arabs, the first one to condemn the Palestinians, the first one to condemn the world. Poor me, poor me, poor me. But yet though, what are you doing to initiate and what are you doing to aggravate the situation and problem? And again, I know going back to biblical times that getting along, the Jew getting along with the Arab brother is very difficult, if not impossible, you know? So, I mean, I got it. I totally get it. But what I'm saying is that people get tired, folks, of always bitching, whining, complaining all the time. We do nothing but here in this country hear about racism, the blacks against whites, whites against blacks. Now it's the Asians going on, the Asian thing, Black Lives Matter. I mean, on and on, Antifa. And then now you're going to jump up there and start this and just start piling on. To be honest, sometimes you just got to step up to the plate and handle things for yourself. Quit bitching and complaining when you have almost in every facet of the friggin' world, you control almost everything in this fucking world. And you're still bitching and you're still complaining. Poor me, poor me. Now they're bombing the shit out of me. Then stop it. Stop it right now. The folks in Israel, and I'm talking about the good people. There's good Jewish people in Israel. There's thousands of good Jewish people, but you have a Zionist government that's all fucked up, that's a control freak, that's all fucked. Just like we have right here in the United States, we have a president that has dementia. They're being controlled by China. They're being controlled by the elites, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, Rockefellers. They're totally evil. And if you think just because you live in Israel that you're above the crowd, you're not above the crowd. You have evil in your country too, just like we have all kinds of evil and Satanists in this country. Stop it. You don't like this war and you don't want to get bombed and shelled by Palestine. You have the power. You have the military. You got one of the greatest militaries in the world. Stop that shit right now. Make peace if you want to do it. But see, the Zionists running the country and the elites, folks, won't let them do shit. Just think about that. They won't let him do some shit. They won't let Netanyahu do anything because he's a Zionist-controlled puppet. And that's the bottom line. And, of course, you get help from the media over here, from Facebook, with Zuckerberg and Dorsey and all these other big tech companies and everything else like that. And that's what you have to understand, that when you have the American media behind you, the heavyweights, the gorillas, the King Kongs, the Godzillas of the social media platforms, and you have popular opinion. They knew that going back to World War II. There's nothing, no matter what you do, no matter if you go out and commit genocide, people are going to applaud you because popularity now, they would rather be popular, and popular opinion and popular demand is now righteous, seems like, in the world where the truth is unknown. The truth does not exist anymore. So like, share, subscribe. I know I went very, very, very long, but I hope I explained a couple things. And again, I pray for the people of Israel. I pray for them, the people. I don't pray for the Zionist government of Israel. I don't. And I don't care, you know, if something happens and you no longer hear my voice, then you'll know why, folks. Then they censored me and took me out. But that's what you have to understand, folks. Again, I pray for the good people of Israel and the good people of Palestine, and I pray that they can have some peace right now, and that God intervenes, and I do believe in God Almighty, and God can and will intervene, and they stop this nonsense and stop this shit right now. I don't agree, again, with the governments, because I know all governments, including here in the United States, are totally corrupt, always have been, always will be until the return of Jesus Christ, and that's just a fact of life. To argue that, you can argue all day long. I respect your opinion. I love you as a brother and sister in Christ. But again, until Christ returns, there will be chaos on the earth. And it's already starting again over there in Israel. And Israel can be the bigger player, and they could stop this if they want. They have the manpower, the machine power, the military. They have some of the most advanced weapons in the world. They have nukes, for the love of God. They have nukes. So that's what you have to understand. that they have the full advantage. They might play poor me, and of course, we here in the United States, remind you, are funding Israel. Of course, they're our ally. We should, but our tax money always goes over there. And right now, here in the United States, we're hurting right here now. Not just the folks of Israel. We're hurting. You know, they signed a big deal, a big agreement with Pfizer to get almost everybody in their country vaccinated right now. So just think about that. Just think long and hard about that. You know, they got that kind of money and signed a deal with Pfizer, yet though, again, our tax dollars keep them going. So it's not a matter of helping out our allies, but it's a matter of sometimes helping out the folks and the people here at home that we have. We have veterans, we have homeless, we have all kinds of problems because we have a gazillion more people compared to the 6 or 7 million people in Israel. We have about 330 or 331 million people in this country. We need to try to help some of our folks here too. And that's what people will always forget. Poor me, poor me, poor me. Well, what about us? Oh, you don't matter. Well, why? Well, you just don't. We're more important. No, fuck that bullshit. We're just as important as any other race or culture or species around the world. We're all in this. And not only that, we're all children of God, folks. Every single one of us. If you don't like it, then don't listen. But that's how I feel. That's what I believe. We're all children of God. There is no one supreme culture. Okay, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. This is Shockwave News Live. You can find me online at shockwavenews.net. Also, twitter.com/shockwavenews1. And right here on Podomatic. That's podomatic.com/shockwavenews. Like, share, subscribe. Stay well, stay safe. And most importantly, God bless you and your families, folks. And thank you very much for listening. I'm out.